Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I am your host, Elaine the Brain Turso, and I'm here with my friend, Sherry Andrews, who is my go-to gal for all things legal, right? So it's the thing that we don't want to talk about, we don't want to think about, but we all need when you have a business. And so Sherry is going to be one of our amazing speakers and panelists on the Elevate Your Coaching Summit coming up on January 17th, starting at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern. And so, Sherry, I would love for you to just take a moment and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Who I am and what I do. Okay. I am Sherry Andrews. I am a small business and trademark attorney. And when I say small business, I mean very small business. I'm working to fill a gap in the legal industry, for those small business owners who typically wouldn't even talk to an attorney because it's too scary, it's too intimidating, it costs too much, they don't think they need it. So my goal is to take away that whole fear of $400, $500 an hour, billable hours, with no knowledge of what your bill's going to be at the end of the month, and make those legal services accessible with flat rates and subscription fee models where there's transparency. You know what you're getting, you know what you're paying upfront. My goal is to make sure that all small business owners, primarily solopreneurs and service-based, heart-based industries, are legally protected, compliant, and positioned for success and ready to build their business. And so that's really where I'm coming from, is helping them build and grow that business.
Yes. So one of the questions I know that many entrepreneurs have is the LLC, right? So can you talk about when is it safe to run a business without a separate legal entity? God bless America, could I say that word? Like an LLC, right? So when do you need one? When do you can you just be a sole proprietor or whatever? Like, what's the difference between the two? I know what it is, but maybe somebody doesn't.
Well, it's a great question, Elaine. And here's the way I look at it. The primary purpose of an LLC is to separate you from your business. It's to protect your personal assets. So your car, your bank accounts, your 401k or retirement savings, your home, anything that you own gets insulated by that LLC so that those aren't up for grabs if somebody sues you. So if you don't own anything, okay, then you have nothing to protect. You don't need an LLC. If you own stuff, but you are in a business that has zero risk, and there are not a lot of those out there, but I think of it this way, kind of like, let's say you make greeting cards and you sell them on Etsy. The worst thing somebody's going to get from ordering a greeting card from you is a paper cut. Probably there's very, very minimal risk there. Maybe you don't really need to worry about an LLC. For all of the rest of us, if there's any chance you're going to be sued, you want the LLC in place to protect your personal assets.
What are some common reasons why people get sued, like in their business?
Any advice-based business, it's, I didn't get the advice I thought I was going to get. I took your advice and something bad happened. Things didn't work out the way I planned. Another big one is I didn't get what I bargained for in this agreement. So if you had a contract, if you didn't have a contract, a client paid you some money and they did not get what they thought they were supposed to get. And so they're suing you, for a refund or whatever. That's a big one. And then there's the accidents, the things that just happen, depending on what kind of business you're in. If you're providing a service, let's say you're a landscaper or, something like that. If you accidentally mow over somebody's prize rose bush, that's a problem. There are a lot of businesses, interior design, you accidentally knock over a vase and break something of somebody's. There are a lot of those types of things that are just plain, honest to God, accidents that you can end up getting sued for.
I don't want to be ever sued, so that would definitely suck. So is there things that we can put like in a contract? I know like a lot of people may not think that they need a contract because they've never had a problem before. So what are the things that somebody might want to consider, why they might need to have a contract?
Okay, so first off, just because you've never been sued before does not mean you're safe. Just because you've been in business for 15 years and have been flying under the radar does not mean you're safe. It only takes one disgruntled client to send your empire toppling. So let's get real about this. The purpose of a contract is to set expectations between parties. And by clearly setting out what the expectations are, you can prevent that lawsuit from ever happening because both sides know what's going on. But if that lawsuit is coming, the kinds of protections that you can bake into a contract, a limitation on your liability, maybe you're a service provider and you can limit that liability to only the amount that they paid you. So, you end up doing that work for free, but you're not getting sued for hundreds of thousands over and above that. You can specify where and how they can bring an action against you. So, this is the kind of thing where you're talking about, do you want to go to mediation and have people help you art, you know? Iron out an agreement to settle things? Do you want to go to small claims court if it's a small enough amount? Do you want to go to arbitration? Do you want to go straight into the court system? Do you want to bypass all that up front and have a required notice and opportunity to cure provision? So there's a lot of ways you can say, if you're unhappy with what you got from me, the product you bought, the work I did, then number one, let's talk first. Number two, let's go to mediation. Number three, then you can sue me in court. You can spell out the order and the rank of how you get sued. Can also specify where you can be sued. That's a big one because so many of our small businesses are virtual now, and you're able to help people all over the country, all over the world, maybe even. And the last thing you want to do is get, let's say you're in California. The last thing you want to do is get sued in Pennsylvania. You don't want to have to defend all the way across the country. Or if you're working with people internationally, you definitely don't want to get sued in their country where you don't even know what the rules are.
That's so interesting. So here's a funny story. I should have sent this to you because I thought it was really, really fascinating. So there was a story about a woman who had created a tumbler. You know, everybody's selling tumblers, right? She created one for, she went to a Luke Combs concert, a country singer, which I've never heard his music. And she decided to make a tumbler with some of his images on this tumbler. And she sold like $380 worth of these tumblers. Luke Combs' attorneys, he had no idea this was happening, sued her for $200,000, $250,000. In Chicago, which had, they could serve her by email, which wound up in her junk folder. So she had no idea that this was happening. And interestingly, Luke Combs found out about it and was like, this is not okay. Like, he was like, I only want them to go after people that are like making fake t-shirts and merchandise and whatever, but like, not this person who is just a little tiny small business making stuff on Etsy, right? And so he started raising money for her, was like, I'm gonna make my own Tumblr. We're gonna give her all this money because Amazon froze her. Like, she had no access to any of her money because of this lawsuit. And so it was just this whole thing that she was like devastated. Like, I had no idea. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll give you the $380, right? But it just like, there's, that's some really scary, scary stuff. And I'm seeing people on, talking about trademark and licensing, using the Grinch, for example. Disney is going to come after you if you're using their characters and selling products. Like, you can't do that. And they just think that they can do whatever they want to do.
Right. And legitimately, you can't use celebrities' images or likenesses without their permission. You can't use licensed characters, like you said, from Disney or Marvel or any of those other
Oh.
places. You will end up with a lawsuit. And, you don't want to have to defend against these big companies because they've got the money to run you into the ground.
Yeah, but I just thought it was really interesting that she was like sued in Chicago. That's not where she's from, right? And so I think that's really, really interesting to be able to like, how do you prevent that? Is like check with an attorney. So if someone wants a contract, they're like, okay, I'm gonna get a contract. Where do they go? Can you do that for them? Is there what do you what's the first step? What do they need to do?
Okay. So the first step is yes, talk to an attorney. I can do done for you legal services in Pennsylvania and Maryland where I'm licensed with this kind of stuff because contract law is state specific. So
Okay.
I'm limited to those two states. You can go online and download bajillions, literally, like there's more than I could count. Templates. Problem with the templates. If you don't know that you're getting them from a reliable source, you don't know when they were drafted or by who, you don't know how many changes have been made to them and if they're still even legal, you don't know if there's laws that have come in the meantime that have changed things. So the quality and reliability of those is suspect. You need to know who you're dealing with. There are some legitimate attorneys out there selling templates and they're good and they're worthwhile. For me, I use the Wise Owl Academy, which is my online learning community. I have a lot of templates in there for a lot of different types of contracts. And with that, you get videos on how to use them, the template itself, and access to me for a consultation to talk about. And in this scenario, I'm not your attorney, I'm your instructor, but I'm helping you work through getting that contract customized to fit your needs and your business.
Fantastic. So if they need a contract, they can sign up for your Wise Owl Academy, which, by the way, y'all, Sherry is giving VIP access to some of our VIP guests at the summit have a chance to win a spot in her Wise Owl Academy. So definitely something that is well worth upgrading for $47. I'm just saying, like, come on. So anyways, I sincerely appreciate you being a part of our summit. Sherry is always such a wealth of knowledge, and I know her personally, like she's a legit person. So thank you again for being a part of the summit. Can you tell people where they can find you online?
Absolutely. I'm easy to find. It's my name. It's www.sherryandrews.com, and that's CHERIandrews.com.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. Thank you so much again, Sherry, and we'll see you guys at the summit.